What is up, everybody? My name is Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, day three of our NL East preview. We'll be talking about the biggest disappointment in baseball last year, in my mind, the Philadelphia Phillies. This is obviously a team that, they won the offseason last year. That's always a fun stat for everyone to say is, oh, that team won the offseason. It's very rare that you win the offseason and you win anything else, honestly. It cost Gabe Kapler his job. Honestly, Gabe Kapler, he was trying to dig himself out of a grave ever since his first weekend in Philadelphia. He made some bad managerial moves, and believe me, once Philadelphia fans see a negative for you, that's when it's all over for you. So Gabe Kapler was kind of a dead man walking for the last couple years. Obviously last year them really only going 82 and 80. That's just not good enough, period. Not when you go out and sign Bryce Harper and get Yan Segura, JT Realmuto, just a plethora of guys that came out, and at the end of the day they were a fourth place team, which is the reason why Joe Girardi has taken over. I actually like the Joe Girardi hire. I think he might not be the best managerial option. I think he's somebody that is, you know what you're going to get out of him. He's a above average mind in baseball, and he's not going to do anything crazy, but he's also not going to be like a Gabe Kapler that puts himself out there for the Philadelphia fans to get a hold of and just keep ripping like a shark would on a fresh meat. So like I said, obviously they still have Bryce Harper, who will rebound this year. I still think there is an abundance of talent, especially catcher JT Realmuto. He's the top catcher for fantasy baseball, at least. Overall, you might find some other catchers, depending on how you grade catchers, but he's definitely no doubt a top five catcher in baseball. They also kind of under the radar went out and got Didi Gregorius to help out at shortstop. That's a good pickup for them. Didi has been somebody I remember. He started in Arizona, and then the Yankees traded for Gregorius to get really moving on from Derek Jeter. That's a big spotlight for a player to not only go to Yankee Stadium, play shortstop, but also be the first shortstop post Derek Jeter. That was a big test for him, and honestly, he became one of the more consistent, not only shortstops, but just consistent middle infielders, both defensively and offensively. So the Phillies go out and get him to pair with Juan Segura up the middle. They also raid the Mets pitching staff and get Zach Wheeler. Look, Zach Wheeler had a good season last year. I think the biggest positive for Zach Wheeler last year was he was able to finish the entire season or go the majority of the season. He's obviously been somebody that has dealt with chronic injuries, seems like every year. But when he's on the field, he's really, really good. It's kind of frustrating to see players like that. So can A, he stay healthy? And B, he's got to be the number two in Philadelphia. He never had that responsibility in New York. He was always, you know, you just do what you can do, and you know, if you're the third or fourth best pitcher, that's great. But he has to be the number two behind Aaron Nola. And who knows, if Aaron Nola struggles, maybe Zach Wheeler has to become the ace. Jake Arrieta, I believe, is past his prime. Zach Eflin and Vincent Velasquez are not top of the rotation guys. So I think this is a huge test for Zach Wheeler. And the Philadelphia Phillies are counting on him in that starting rotation, especially considering their bullpen is a huge question mark. I like Hector Neris as the closer. He's got above average stuff. He's filthy. He's level-headed enough for the most part to be a closer, because it is a very mental position to play. The rest of the bullpen, I think, is either there could be talent there. It's unproven. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what 22-year-old, 23-year-old middle relievers are going to do coming out of a half a spring training. But the ones that are proven, they're below average, period. Looking at the overall lineup and the makeup of this Philadelphia Phillies team, plenty of names jump out. But the problem last year was lack of offensive output. Check out this stat. Then the Phillies games when they scored four or more runs, that's not crazy. Their record was 72 and 23. That's elite. That's elite stuff right there. Only scoring four runs. I mean, that's a home run. That's a grand slam. In the ones that they scored four or less, yeah, you guessed it. They went 9-58. Okay. This team has to score runs. I don't think it's too much to ask your offense to be able to score four or more runs. You have to assume that your pitching staff's going to give up four or five runs. So I don't think it's too crazy to hope that this offense can average 4.5 runs a game. It is a different year. Obviously, different players, different mindsets. Bryce Harper has been in Philadelphia for an extra year. There's not the added pressure or as much pressure as there was last year. So things could change. But I still do believe this is something that the Phillies must improve on. And I think a part of it could be is Andrew McCutchen. I think Andrew McCutchen, if he can play a full season and be the steady guy at the top of the order, I don't think he needs to be MVP Andrew McCutchen, who hits 35 home runs and hits over 300. If he can have a 330, 350 on base percentage in that area, I don't know if he can still swipe some bags, play a solid center field. It's a difficult center field in Philadelphia, and just be a leader in that team. On that in that clubhouse, I think you could see this Philadelphia Phillies team improve, but they are way too reliant on the home run ball, especially last season. A big part of that, the inability to produce run or to score runs, was to produce runs against good starting pitching, especially in the NL East. All right, I talked about it pretty much all week, or the first two times I've talked about the Braves and the Marlins. When I get to the betting philosophy, it's caution because of how competitive this division is, minus, of course, the Marlins. But that was yesterday's podcast. Go back and listen to that. This division, you can make a case for all four of these teams not only winning the division, but who knows, winning the NL pennant. And when I do talk about the Philadelphia Phillies, there is no doubt that they have to perform above or perform higher than all these other teams, according to their expectations, because the Phillies have probably the worst bullpen and the worst starting pitching of the contenders in the NL East. They do have a pretty darn good lineup, but they are too reliant on the home run ball. We saw what happened with the Minnesota Twins last year. The home run ball, the regular season ball, was amazing for home runs. I mean, I think I saw Freddy Galvis hit like 22 home runs last year. I don't think he had 22 home runs in his career heading into that year. So the ball was obviously juiced. Fast forward ahead to game one of the postseason. Ball's not juiced anymore. Twins get swept because they cannot produce runs. All right. When I talk about producing runs, is it's small ball has kind of gone out the window now. We talk about, exit velocity and launch angle and OPS. We don't talk about average anymore. We don't talk about any of the kind of old school stats. I think small ball could make a comeback. I think it's mainly in the money ball kind of lower market teams. But I think if the Phillies could take certain things, I'm not asking Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, or even Didi Gregorius to put down bunts. But you get a leadoff walk to start the game. Juan Segura, put a bunt down. Let's get things in motion. If you get thrown out going to second, hey, whatever. You put yourself in position. You put the defense in a position where they have to make a play. And guess what? They don't always make the play. It is baseball. Failures happen all the time, probably more so than not, for certain teams. They're still going to hit home runs. We know that. They'll probably hit even more home runs. I think Bryce Harper will have a better year. But if you can add this part into the game, to the Phillies offense, that could be a game changer. That could push them over the top to at least be a wild card team. There was another alarming stat I did go through when I did when I was doing research, especially on this lineup, was Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins. Look, I'm not expecting these guys to be hell, above average or even average contact hitters. That's not their game. It's okay. But these guys were 1-2 in the National League in no contact at bats, which obviously means they don't make any contact at all. They don't even foul a pitch off. That could also be a walk. Walks could be in there as well, but you also have to imagine strikeouts are in there as well. This has to change. Hoskins isn't a huge surprise. It's that's kind of the hitter he is. But Harper obviously had a season, a down season for his standards, but he's paid like an elite hitter, not a guy who had 283 at bats without making contact. All right, folks. 283 at bats without making contact. Overall, this team should improve on paper, but they only won one more game after the monster offseason they had last year. Remember, JT Realmuto came in, Bryce Harper came in, Juan Segura came in, Andrew McCutcheon. They were going to get him for a full year. These were things that we expected, okay, the Phillies and the Braves to kind of fight it out. In that division, it ended up being the Braves and the National. Well, I don't even know if the Nationals were fighting it out with the Braves. The Braves pretty much had it in control, but those were the top two teams in the division. Can the Phillies get there? Look, I don't think they can. Zach Wheeler and Didi Gregorius, I think overall and financially and in terms of building building a franchise, I think that's actually a better offseason than 2 off-seasons ago, when they brought in Bryce Harper and all these big names, Didi Gregorius and Zach Wheeler possibly could be game changers for this team, but they have bigger issues rather than that, especially their pitching staff, especially the bullpen, and especially the division they're in. Look, if this team was in either of the Centrals, whether it's the AL or the NL Central, I'd sit here and say they have a really good shot to win or at least fight for a wild card. That doesn't look the case because of how tough this division is. I think the Nationals, the Braves, and the Mets are probably all better than this team. I think they'll fight for a third place spot. They could possibly get a wild card. And if they really, everyone hits on all cylinders, who knows? Maybe they could win the division. I know my dad would love that. The number before the season was delayed was 85.5, okay? I like the under. The new number would be 53. So that would be them on a 100-game schedule going 53-47. I like the under on that. Like I said, a lot of this is the pitching staff, the division, the things that come out and hit you straight away. From a betting perspective, those are the things that have to get you. Because we're here to make money no matter what. All right. So, thank you very much so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's Phillies podcast. We will continue tomorrow with the New York Mets. Be sure to listen to that. We actually got some big news yesterday about the New York Mets, about Noah Syndergaard. I will dive deep into that tomorrow. But until then, be kind, be safe, stay home if you can. If not, and you work in an essential industry, thank you very much. Hopefully, very soon, we'll all be able to go out and enjoy. And who knows, maybe you guys will be able to take a little vacation and we'll take over the show for a bit. All right. So, once again, my name is Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Gambling Podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow, talking New York Mets, and then we'll finish up the week with the Washington Nationals. Thanks again. Take care, everybody. You can bet on that. I'm the best there is.